From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's public service union remains defiant despite increased tensions between strikers and the police. St. Lucia's warned against pulling out of the Windward's Banana Development Company, and Australia's snatched victory in a tense World Cup semi-final against South Africa. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The atmosphere in the Guyanese capital, Georgetown, remained tense today, but there have been no reports of further clashes between the police and demonstrators who support a strike by government workers. Officials of the public service union, which called the strike, have been meeting today to decide on their next move after angrily denouncing a police raid on their headquarters and threatening retaliation. In the past few days, the police fired tear gas to try to subdue the violent protesters and have had to deal with incidents of vandalism directed at several stores and cars in the city center. As tension mounted Wednesday, the PSU president, Patrick Yard, threatened appropriate action for the police raid. I asked him a short while ago what sort of action they'd decided on.
We have been discussing that with our lawyers. We have also instructed our members who are here on security, if ever again the police attempt to enter our premises without legitimate reason or without evidence that they are legally authorized to do so,